Never mind controversial. Is it even constitutional? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Healthcare passed the Senate this morning, but already various state attorneys general think it may be unconstitutional.
We're calling it the Nebraska Purchase.
That's Washington State Attorney General Rob McKenna, who notes that the price of Democratic Senator Ben Nelson's yes vote was a perpetual Medicaid subsidy for one state, Nebraska.
We think it's quite possible that Congress is violating its duty to pass laws for the general welfare, which is the phrase which you find in Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution.
Article 1, Section 8, in fact, which gives Congress the power to lay and collect taxes to provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. The text of Ben Nelson's Nebraska provision is incomprehensible to most mortals, but it clearly includes the word Nebraska, linked to a special Medicaid formula. So how does that help the general welfare? Good question. And one you can ask about a lot of things Congress does, like the special deal the drug companies got as the price of their support, the deal that prohibits the federal government from negotiating lower drug prices, guaranteeing we will always pay more than Canadians for the exact same drugs. How about the ethanol subsidy, something else which benefits Nebraska? Those sweet corporate tax loopholes. Wouldn't you like to be able to move your money to some offshore island and not pay tax on it? So I hope this lawsuit succeeds, because Congress should have to pass only legislation which helps the general welfare, like a healthcare plan that covers everybody and lowers premiums. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.